staff report.
Okay, we do. You have a copy in your packet. We did get the GFOA Award for Outstanding Achievement in Popular Annual Financial Reporting. So congratulations to the accounting department for that and our recently retired communications coordinator for putting that together.
I was going to say, do we have to bring it back now? We got it.
Well, she is. You brought it back already. She is working on some of that, yes.
She's double dipping.
On the March 12th meeting, we will have the building group back to talk about the results of the study that they did on the building, which actually came back fairly favorable. Sure. But I think it's important for the board to make the decision on what do you want to do. It's an additional cost to do the electrochromatic windows. It's an interesting idea, but I think the board needs to make that decision. Next meeting, we will have, I'm probably stealing this from Tim, Adam Street will be here to present, and we are also having Paladin come to present on their cybersecurity fund. Mark, what else do I have? I also, just if anybody's interested, we have plans drawn up for the investment legal side of our office space and the IT side in the back, so if anybody wants to see those for fun, you can. And then Tim?
Adam Street, why? They're going to ask more money, or what's...
Yeah, we're due to re-up with them.
We typically...
With our fund of funds, we do it every 2 years. We last committed to the 2012 fund.
They're due.
So what are you looking at for how much?
It'll be on the next agenda. It's not together.
We're fine-tuning that right now.
All right.
Other things. The consultant RFP is coming along. Hopefully we're going to be in a position to have enough of that together to call a committee meeting next week. So if the committee members for that group could hang up for just a second after this, just pick your calendar or check your calendars real quickly. We're going to... okay, I got to read my own notes here. At the March 20th special board meeting, the board approved trying to do panel discussions instead of individual manager presentations. So you'll have a memo from me at the next meeting about what those are going to look like. We're trying to get 10 managers in here on 3 different panels, so you're going to hear a pretty broad cross-section. And Pureford, we're undergoing legal review of the commingled fund structure. It's with outside counsel right now. And on Singular Guff, we are very close to having an agreement in principle on the fees, but that probably need to be a closed session discussion at the next meeting.
Pureford, who's going to handle the transition costs? State Street?
The money's with State Street right now, yeah.
And they'll handle all transition costs?
We're going to have them take a look at it, and we'll have Pureford take a look at it and see who's a low-cost provider. It's all in futures right now.
All right.
So it's cash.
All right.
Okay. Karen?
Nothing.
Kurt?
One more thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Given the timing on the recruitment for the CEO, it is out there right now with Alliance Resource Consulting. We know that there were 14 applications so far, so everything is looking, it's progressing. I'd like the board to keep in mind, and I'll put this on the next agenda for approval of a special meeting in March for the entire board to do interviews of the finalists by the time we get to that point.
We just canceled the March 26th meeting.
Right.
Why don't
we could?
Why don't we? I mean, early? We don't need Tim here for that.
No, we don't. You're right.
So
that's a good idea.
Since it's, I already gave it away, but I'll take it right back. Why don't we use that date as a tentative?
Is it early enough?
You're asking me.
You know what? The worst case
March. When you said March,
if the just March, that makes perfect sense.
I already have it scheduled.
The worst case would be if we don't have somebody on board and I need to go ahead and retire, you can appoint an intern.
Have you given a final date or is it not?
So we're going to do the
March.
So March 26th is back on?
Yes, we could do that, yeah.
So the 26th?
Yeah, this is the county HR, Jerry. Welcome to the real world.
Move it quick. It's fine with me.
One more thing, too. Okay, so we're back on this room meeting. Sorry.
Okay, Tim?
And for those of you who are interested, we have the results in for our performance for 2013.
So upset.
16.4% for the year, 4.9% for the fourth quarter.
How much for the fourth quarter?
16.9
for the year.
We can no longer say that we beat CalPERS.
16.4.
Right? No. 16.4 for the year.
CalPERS beat us this year.
They did, didn't they? Weren't they 16?
Weren't they in the 16?
No, they weren't Jedi, were they?
Well, we don't know yet.
That's the first time in a while.
It's CalPERS.
How did?
And that excess earnings will go with the contra account.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But they're not going to recognize it for 15 years or so, so like, yeah. Okay, outside, Professor Harvey?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Trustee comments?
Louis, you want to?
CalPERS conference?
Yeah.
CalPERS?
CalPERS.
UCLA?
Education Advanced Training that we did?
We had CalPERS too. Yeah, Louis and I were.
The CalPERS, the leadership, advancement leadership training.
Yep.
The Jerry.
You and I did.
Gabe and I went to down at UCLA. That was fantastic. This time I didn't get sick, but somebody else did behind us. And she hung it out. She hung in there, rather.
Oh, wow.
Same kind of symptoms, too. Coughing all the time, huh?
Terrible.
There's just that bug that's going around. It's awful.
Anyway, do we need a report on that? A written report? No.
No, it's just that you report. It doesn't say written on this one.
Very good.
On site visits, we should be doing written reports, yes.
All right. Deborah?
So Brian and I attended the 21st Annual Emerald Groundhog Day Investment Forum.
Did the groundhog come out?
No, I didn't hear him.
Groundhog Day was a few days later.
It was Friday.
Always a good conference. They have great guest speakers from the company, the CEOs and management of the companies that they invest in will come in and do presentations all day long. Anything else to add to that?
I mean, their range of investing, of companies that they invest in, literally go from airlines to DNA, RNA,
testing
bugs, all kinds of stuff. Water providers, water treatment providers to animal health, veterinary supplies. I mean, and the breadth. I mean, they don't narrow their search. I mean, they may talk to one company, and as a result of talking to that company and talking to that company's customers, they'll get a lead on another company in a totally different industry. And it's just amazing. I mean, it would be fun to go to work there every day because you don't know who you're going to be talking to or what new technology that you're going to be learning. And they have some companies that just have incredible potential as far as earnings going forward. So,
yeah, they're very much a ground-up research firm.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Good.
Fantastic research team. Joe Besiger himself is an MD.
No, there's a different Besiger. There's a different.
I'm sorry.
The middle initial is different. The names are the same, yeah.
Yeah.
It's his father.
Yeah, his father was an MD. They do over 2,000 on-site visits per year to the companies that they invest in. It's more than I've seen in any other manager that
we've
worked with.
Three a day?
Four. They're on a plane going somewhere all the time. Either conferences or people or companies coming to talk to them or.
Especially in the winter.
Especially in the winter, they do.
I have their brochure if anyone's interested.
Especially during the Pennsylvania winters, they do a lot of company visits in Florida and California.
Did you guys got out okay on
the We did. We got that window in and window out.
Perfect.
The only thing that was on the news while we were there was the ice storms and the hundreds of thousands of people that have been without power for.
I flew around in circles.
Part of Philadelphia got hit. You were in Philly, weren't you?
Yeah.
We were, but downtown it was.
Yeah, it was outskirts of
the suburbs.
Got hit. Yeah.
The ice on the trees on the mm-hmm. power lines.
I flew around in circles over SFO.
Oh, so I did too.
Wait, you like a 7-hour flight from Philadelphia.
Was Judge Flynn flying then?
Yeah.
Metaphor, Will. It's a metaphor.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. We got a lot accomplished today.
We have our prime speaker on the one that Louie and I